I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Charges have been filed in a train crash that occurred earlier this month in Rayville. Rayville Assistant Police Chief Ken Sanders says the driver of the tractor trailer that became stuck on the train tracks will be cited for failure to yield to a train. Although the tractor trailer became stuck before the crossing guards came down, Sanders says the driver was off his approved route. He says the low-boy tractor trailer involved was supposed to cross the tracks at Louisa Street and Highway 80. Instead, the driver crossed a block away on Louisiana Street. When the train spotted the truck on the tracks, those on board went into emergency shutoff mode, but the train could not stop in time, collided with the trailer. The truck driver and those on the train were not injured in the crash. With just over a week to go before Election Day, there's still a lot of uncertainty looming in the two big congressional races. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says things are starting to become a tad more clear in the 5th district race now that the front runners could be Congressman Vance McAllister and Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo.
Though these two are probably the favorites, there are three individuals who stand a good chance of upsetting one of these two individuals to find themselves in a runoff, and that appears to be Dr. Ralph Abraham, Zach Dasher, and Harris Brown.
Stockley says in such a large district, there's always the possibility of a surprise with Dasher, Brown, and Abraham, with the possibility of getting to a runoff. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says anything could happen in the 6th district as well. He says you're basically seeing now a last-minute effort by candidates there to gather as many votes as they can. He says Garrett Graves appears to be the biggest threat.
In part because he has raised a significant amount of money and is able to use this in order to get his message out to voters. A lot of the other candidates have not raised as much money and I think are recognizing that the time is very limited for gathering support.
Hogan says there are so many candidates vying for the 6th district seat that it would be difficult to poll at this point to get a good idea of who is ahead. Well, a former gubernatorial candidate makes a public appearance this week. Publisher and businessman John Georges will be the feature speaker for a Loyola University program focusing on the future of the news business in Louisiana. Georges, who ran third in the 2008 governor's race, has not indicated if a 2016 run is in his future. Tuesday's discussion is set for 7 p.m. in the Dana Student Center on Loyola's campus in Uptown New Orleans. Georges is CEO of Georges Media Group and publisher of The Advocate and the New Orleans Advocate. He also has other business interests. Louisiana soybean farmers are reporting that this year's harvest is one of their best yet. LSU Ag Center soybean specialist Ron Levy says the state's average yield will be between 53 and 54 bushels per acre. He says this is the state's best crop ever.
The U.S. average is going to be somewhere around 45 bushels. So we're actually higher than the U.S. average, which is very memorable for Louisiana.
He says several growers in North Louisiana are reporting 80 bushels an acre, while some in Northwest Louisiana have broken the 100 bushel mark. Levy says this crop is not only a tribute to the producer's hard work, but is also important to the economy of the state. Some light fog, 57 degrees. This is KEDM News.